We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks to Ian Happ for joining us. He was very candid and thoughtful, as he always is, as were Mark Schanowski and Hub Arkish. Our producers, Zawoski Camp and Diaz. Brian Gertsch had the video feed. Tomorrow, Mike Florio and Ian Rappaport and Hub in studio taking calls. Oh, it's a whole lot of football as we head up to Championship Sunday. And here they are, McNeil and Parkins, getting ready to take you up to 6. Hello.
What's up,
hello,
guys?
Gentlemen,
how you guys doing?
As always, the midday midway gives me much to think about. I'm sure all of us on 9/11 were thinking about what decision you make, and it's a horrible jump or burn. But the boating accident where you decide between burning to death or being mauled by a large squalus.
So I missed the midday midway today.
Possibly Anjumanus, possibly Asurus glaucus. got me to not want to do much marine fishing anymore. That's a dreadful thought. I can't think of a worse way to go than being mauled by an animal.
Well, there's no guarantee that the shark's going to be interested in eating you just because it's in the way.
There is a guarantee the fire will horribly consume you.
Correct. When you think about it, any number of times, if you are surfing or swimming off of Australia, you don't know how many times a shark is going to run underneath you. Probably many, many times. They live there.
Yeah, but when there is one visible, when there's one hunting, I just, oh, man.
Yeah, it had to suck. Ooh. But, hey.
It had to suck.
It ended happily.
It had to suck. Phil Rosenthal from The Trib just got back from South Africa, where he went on a safari and was stunned by how surreal it was when the lions get as close as they do to a Land Cruiser. They are fearless of humans. And then now that's over quickly, from what I've read about lion attacks. They snap your windpipe and strangle you immediately. But you, your last thing you hear is not your favorite song. It's the sounds of the bones in your neck crunching in its mouth.
What if that's
my favorite
song? How
much reading have you done on lion attacks?
I watch video
like
on
a
this
lot?
Stuff.
Really?
No, not a lot, but I like that sort of thing. I watch animal shows.
Okay. So that's the worst way to go?
Being
devoured by animals?
By an
be eaten
animal?
Alive?
Yeah.
It's got to be up there.
You've probably
you know
seen the
happening.
Movie The Edge, Stephen Baldwin and Anthony Hopkins, where they're on a trip in some very, very cold weather place, and there are huge bears hunting them. And one of the members of the crew gets it.
Well, you only have to be faster than another member of the crew, right?
Yes, exactly.
And I can't swim, so I'm not going to outswim anybody if there's a large shark nearby. I'm not a very good swimmer.
Well, you're not going to outswim a shark.
No,
even if you
but you
are
have
a good
to.
Swimmer.
That's the joke, though. You have to outswim the shark. You have to outswim the other guys who are in the water.
But the shark might take a test bite of the first guy and move right on to you.
Yeah, that's where you worry about the shark. He may not be done with one.
They all come in, rip you to pieces. Black eyes like a doll's eyes. All over wide.
This is cheery.
Ocean turns.
What? Right. Yeah, that's what we do for
started
you.
Started off on an upbeat swing.
Let's talk about the bulls. Just, I mean, being eaten by animals.
What's the difference?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the worst way to go. Death by
in a room having to watch all of the Bulls games.
That's the worst way to go is death by watching Bulls basketball.
Yeah, they suck.
Tank last night. My eyes drifted up to him very, very rarely. And when I did, it's like I was watching Test Pattern after 30 seconds.
What do you think?
Staring at it.
Are they just totally sacrificing offensive development? Do you think it's deliberate in order to put in intensity and defensive?
But that's not there either.
We got asked that.
I know, but.
And I can't watch Jim Boylan and just assume that he's Burgess Meredith. You know, that just assume that he's setting all this stuff now, and then at some point 3 weeks from now, he's going to go, switch! Like, he doesn't have that in him. He's not waiting to deploy this mastermind of an offensive strategy.
Or I thought you were going to go not, Mr. Miyagi,
he's not
too.
Holding where it's like something
they,
back
they
here.
Don't understand how the fundamentals actually apply to what they're actually doing until he shows
like
them.
He's slowly been grinding them in the dust so that he's holding back his magical basketball secrets. He's only going to hand to them once they've reached a certain level?
Right. We've gone Rocky. We've gone Karate Kid. I could go Coach Carter on you. Or as a coach, we haven't practiced the offense. Yeah, what have we been doing? Running. You see? Run. And but at the end of the year, I see no scenario where they're able to get in front of a microphone and be like, the season was a success. We developed. We improved. We took a step forward.
Unless they say it exactly like that.
I see no scenario.
We improved.
They do it in full Parker's voice. Yeah.
What scenario is there that at the end of this year, they're like, it was worth it. It was all worth it. We made all the right decisions.
Having the number one pick.
There you go.
And even then, that's not right.
That's not what they said.
It's not
correct.
Enough.
If we hold them to what they said they wanted about the players that matter.
All of it nonsense.
That's the end result, though, right? I mean, you get the first pick. You forget about what they said when you're staring at Zion Williamson next year.
I will be happy with the number one pick as a consumer of Bulls basketball, absolutely. But as someone who also, when the Bulls are on, instinctively, I'm still turning it on. Uh-huh. I usually turn it off. You know what I mean? Or move it to the top TV, out of sight, out of mind.
But yeah, I couldn't handle it last night.
No. That first quarter was a joke.
Horrendous.
There wasn't a shot made outside of the paint until the second quarter. In the NBA.
I was so excited about Lauri Markkanen last year, and they've made me less excited about him because they seem to not understand what he wants to do and how he wants to do it and what he could be.
Which is fine, because that's only understanding the modern NBA. So it's not like it's a larger issue. Oh, wait, hold on. That's the larger issue. And that this offense operates backward.
And there's no solution at point guard coming, even in the draft. The top of the draft is all wings and bigs, and you already, in theory, have a couple of bigs in Markkanen and Carter, and obviously R.J. Barrett, Zion, whomever, they make you better and you figure it out, but there's no solution on the horizon at point guard. It doesn't exist. What are they going to do? Campaign just got his second 10-day contract with the Cavs. He's unavailable.
And that's the Cavs. And that's the Cavs.
And that's the Cavs.
Right.
Who beat the Lakers at home?
Campy, who has a worse Kemba point guard Walker? Situation in the NBA than the Bulls?
Maybe Orlando or Phoenix.
Okay.
That's about it.
Yeah, even Emmanuel Mudiay is starting to play well now.
So, yeah, for the Knicks, but Orlando has Jaren Grant and DJ Augustine, ghosts of Bulls point guard past.
Yeah.
And then the Suns have two rookies, Elia Kobo and DeAndre Melton.
Okay.
DeAndre Melton? I've never even heard of him.
He was at USC, didn't play last year, went into the draft.
But you have no future in this league if you don't have a point guard. I knew I could count on him.
Time.
I knew I could count on him. I miss that guy. But I just,
what about the kid? Is it Murray State? Morant? Is that his name?
That whole thing again. That's just campaign, and I just
I know
no interest. I know. Give me some blue blood point guard from the Ukraine or something.
Crazy handles that can get by everybody and start your offense.
Give me that guy.
And he's going to play for Jim Boylan. Boylan's going to give him the slow it down mechanic.
Do everything he can't do.
I got to quit the Bulls until the offseason. I got to convince myself to do it, but I can't. I keep watching first quarters of Bulls basketball.
Well, the Blackhawks are playing better until the last game.
Yeah. Okay. That does nothing for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
Cam Ward breaking his stick on the post was the best part of the Hawks and Devils the other night.
Did you see? We didn't get to this.
We didn't.
Did you see what Marc-Andre Fleury did last night?
No.
All-time veteran pro sports move. You got to see the video. They go to the extra attacker late. And before he leaves the ice, he knows the signal's coming. He knows he can get over there quickly enough. Or I'm sure he knows where the puck is at this point. Given the opportunity, he reaches back with his flat stick, totally flat to the ice, sweeps a snow mountain to the goal line, then picks his stick up and drags more snow as if to leave the ice with maybe just enough of a snow berm.
Yeah, watch it right now. That's good.
To prevent a puck from trickling in. It may mean nothing. And the ref caught him. The ref's like, no. You don't get to make a snow mound in front of the goal. But how cool is that? And how many times has he practiced that?
I don't know. I've never heard of a goaltender cheating his crease.
Of course,
look
it
how
won't
efficient
work.
That is.
Oh yeah, that is definitely a skill that he's worked on.
Yeah, tonight is goalie clinic
that
at McFetridge.
That paddle stays completely flat to the ice. The entire sweeping.
He does a
so
does
what did the ref do? The ref comes by and dusts it off.
Nice try. Get that out of here.
So we don't have the Bears in the title game this weekend, but we got this video. We got Fernando Tatis Jr. flipping a bat.
Loving that.
Williams Astudillo being Williams Astudillo. There's things.
Stuff.
But I want that taught. I'm going to make sure that
you should.
Tonight's goalie clinic on the studio rink. And
perfect.
I'm going to have my junior instructor teach it to the peewees and the squirts and the mites. This
I
is
like
what you
it.
Do.
Yeah, stack the deck. If you're not cheating, you're not trying, son.
Well, they let him. If you notice at the start of a period, they're always scuffing everything
down.
Up and having people.
Isn't that for ease of movement laterally?
I
thought it was just.
It's part of it. It's also you don't want a puck slipping by you early. I mean, you want to make sure it's rough enough that it gives you a chance. I mean, you don't want it bumpy because you don't want it to jump over your stick. But they still do it for because you'd rather have it that than slick.
Has he played in a game yet where there's an anthem?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every championship game.
See, the goalies always look cool during the anthem. It's the only time you get to see their face the whole night, and they do the side-to-side maneuvers. I always enjoy that.
Yep,
simple pleasures, Connor.
Yeah,
championship game.
Every whether it's in spring. It's funny, he's been, what, four championship games? They play it for the kids.
Okay.
Yeah. At different rinks, they'll have a parent doing the music at stoppages, too, which sounds really cool. And like when they play out at the edge at Bensonville, which is that's a full-blown little stadium there. That's really cool when they pipe the music in on that system. Yeah, the kids love it.
Cool.
Oh, I'm sure they
enjoy
love
these
it.
Times,
like the
man.
Pros.
They go by very, very quickly.
They already have.
Yeah. Well, you still got several years left.
If he plays high school? I mean, it's different now. I mean, the youth
when he's in the
thing
house,
is,
I mean, overall, you got some time.
Time left with him, not just the sports.
Right, but even in the house now, it's like on the phone and they're on a different plan. You got to take your headphones off.
I remember.
Take your headphones off. We have a one-ear rule. Got to have one ear uncovered
one ear
now.
That's how Parkins does the show.
Yeah, well, these headphones only one ear works. But, yeah, it is how I prefer to do the show.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I figured that was always personal
I don't think
preference.
I could do that. I don't think I could do it.
I don't like the way it sounds.
I think it puts you less likely to be broadcastery, more conversational. You can tell if something's off with your projection or someone else's. You can hear what the room actually sounds like.
Wow, all the years I've been doing that, I never considered that. I need to hear everything.
You guys are, you're old, and so the knob is way up. So at some point,
my knob was up when I was 27, mister.
Yeah, his hearing's always been
good. I like to listen loud.
Yeah, I always come over to yours and turn it down a little bit. So, I'm sure I will get there when I need full stereo surround sound in my ears.
I'll let you borrow these, too.
Yeah, they look good.
You will need
you wear
them some
cheaters. Where my bubby wears them down on the edge of her nose.
Sure.
Yeah.
Don't go room to room without them. 2.0 these days.
2.0.
Yeah.
So I've always worn glasses, so I've always known that I'm going blind by the time I hit 40.
I got glasses when I was in fourth grade, but LASIK surgery is the best thing I ever did.
Blindness, sinus infections, a shoulder.
I got a lot of things going on.
You're the oldest mid-30s guy I know.
I know.
Man.
And you
would,
it's not
soon.
The years, it's the mileage. It's just everything you go through that's going to get you there.
None of you guys have done LASIK surgery and you all have
No,
eyes?
I've always wanted to.
No, I just have old eyes. My eyes are always great. I talk to my doctor, I did a checkup a couple of years ago and he's like, how's everything? I said, everything's good. I said, I can't see anything. He's like, how old are you? I said, I was 47, whatever. He goes, yeah. It's usually between 44 and 46, it's when it goes for everybody.
It's very specific. Okay, but even you can still fix it, right?
No, not old eyes. You can't.
Well, I'm pretty sure you can.
You can get it fixed, but there's no guarantee that you won't slip back into being blind again.
They said 40. It was like right after my birthday at 40. I swear it wasn't.
You blew out
a couple months
the next day.
I can't see my laptop. Okay, give me the cheaters.
I remember years ago making fun of Rosenblum when he was looking at his texts like. Are those texts big enough for you? You only fit
one word
a
page.
I am not making fun of him.
12-point font.
I am not making fun of him anymore. When I got this new phone and the guy at the Apple store is like, well, if you want to make your font bigger, yes, I do. I'm not getting out of here until you show me how to do that. And guess who was next to me at the Apple store? Wani.
Oh, really? Awesome. Getting a charger.
I got the phone on. Chad, which one is this? Which one do the grandkids have? They'll show me how to use it.
Can't see.
Chucky's going to do just fine.
Wani in one of those seminars learning how to work the Apple software would be a pretty great thing to watch.
Hey, it was hard enough for me. I told the guy, I mean, even like I throw myself on the mercy of Apple. I said, I don't know exactly what I need.
You struggle with technology also?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Were you here yesterday for the conversation about television at home?
It's not about.
Yeah, but that was Netflix. I thought that was
some
Netflix.
Of that's technology.
I thought that was Netflix specific.
No, it's not struggling with the technology. It's as a consumer, really knowing what I need, what I don't, the difference in the memory sizes and the quality of the camera.
But
and
if,
saying,
yeah, but Dan, if you don't know whether you have a smart TV or not.
No, I do. I know I have a dumb TV.
I thought
TV.
Yesterday you weren't
dumb
sure.
TV.
No. I thought you didn't know.
No, my TV's
okay,
my
mistake.
Were you here
old.
Yesterday?
Yeah, okay. I thought I wasn't in the transition. Bit, yeah. It was on my way in when they had the discussion initially.
Oh, okay.
I thought Dan said he doesn't know if his TV is a smart TV.
I know I don't have a smart TV. Because that's one that's connected to the internet, that you can have apps and you can get Hulu and Netflix, all that directly through the television, like I would on any other device.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's so a smart TV.
It's not that.
Okay. So you have a dumb TV.
Yeah.
But Connor, I've noticed that even as we are part of the, you know, millennial technological generation, and I was late to Instagram, I don't get Snapchat. How to do it, what's appropriate, what stays, what goes away. So I don't Snapchat.
I've become more and more fearful of just my stuff being out there anywhere. Like I was reading an article today on Wired, you know, the 10-year challenge. You know, everybody's posting their photo 10 years
2019,
ago.
2009.
And then their photo, you know, of now and comparing it back and forth. And the whole article is just, and this is where I'm at. This is why I'm this post-apocalyptic guy. Like the reason I want LASIK isn't that it would be more convenient for me. It's just that I assume as society degenerates into nothingness, like I have to be able to see. Otherwise, the road warriors are going to come and find me, and I'm never going to make a way out.
Or it's like the Twilight Zone with Burgess Meredith when he's the last man on Earth and nothing left to do but read, and at the end, his glasses break.
No, but there's there was time now. Yeah. There was time.
A charter member in the fraternity of dreamers.
So the whole article is about how, you know, if you were teaching an AI how to read facial recognition and how best to learn how people age, wouldn't it be by making a 10-year challenge meme and putting it out there for everyone to digest
so
and everyone
think
to
there
put
is,
their own stuff out there?
Do you think there is
that's where my head's at, man.
Oh, my God.
So some villain, you believe that there is a cyber villain collecting.
A cyber villain? No. There are the companies who trade your information that you volunteered on the internet. That's
collecting this data to create an algorithm.
That's what's happening.
Recognition.
It's what's happening. Don't make me the crazy one here. When you guys have all signed up for the genetic tests, you know, and then your genes are just out there and all the stuff is your insurance runs on all that
you're
stuff.
You're making yourself
best.
The crazy
no, I had a distant.
That's all happening.
I had a distant cousin contact me to say, hey, we're doing a family genealogy project and I want you to
hard pass
submit DNA. I'm like, hell no.
Hard pass.
My DNA?
Well, but what do you think's going to happen? They're not interested. Like whoever's pulling the strings and whatever you're
it's the aggregate, man. It's not you in specifically.
You don't want to, well, but then they're going to succeed without you. If
yes.
It's the
do you really
yes,
want there
are.
To be clones of Bernstein somewhere?
but that's not what they're trying to do. No one's trying to clone.
No, you don't know what they're trying to do.
Yeah, but I know. But whether or not you do or do not participate won't spare you from it if there is.
So you think they probably have it anyway if they want my DNA?
But then when the downfall
5 hours a day,
but then when the downfall comes around, you get to raise your hand and go, "I didn't give that, not willingly, not willing. All of you did, and that I feel better about it then, as everything burns and crumbles around you."
Think if they wanted your DNA, you were at every bar in Chicago for like 10 years. They drink it out of a water cup. They come in, they take it, they swab the saliva. They've got your information, buddy. I promise. You've been to the DMV. You pay taxes.
So just lean into everything else. Just hand over everything.
You're fine.
Send blood samples out wherever you can.
No, whatever.
I'm clearly not fine in this scenario.
I'm saying you're screwed either way.
Okay.
Whether you participate
that's very,
or don't.
Very far from fine.
You're no less fine than anyone else because you don't participate.
But so when
I don't even know what the hell we're talking about.
Wait a second, Connor. In yours, when the Road Warriors,
in the post-apocalyptic thing with the Doof Warrior and everything, yeah, that's coming around.
Okay, so I'm gonna need a souped-up car, and do I?
Well, you gotta get LASIK because you gotta be able to see. You don't want to be running around there with glasses. You ever see the hero of those movies wearing glasses? That doesn't happen.
Okay, and I'm,
when I saw Castaway, because I was negative 7.5 in both eyes, like could not see, could if I lost the contact at the bar, could not drive home,
wow,
could not see 3 feet in front of my face, and then I saw Castaway, and I was like, well, that's going to happen to me,
mm-hmm.
And then if I don't have LASIK surgery, I'm dead immediately, and if I have LASIK surgery, I maybe last 3 or 4 days. So that's why I got the surgery.
So, yeah, right. So your sort of dystopian scenario is you're the last man on just on an island by yourself.
Correct.
Road warrior.
Yours is...
It's the road warrior.
Road warrior.
That's where we're all headed.
Okay. You're looking for the
fighting
green
for
place.
Petrol. And yeah, yes. That's how it's going to work out.
Or you're one of the people waiting to have the Aqua Cola opened up.
Yeah,
for
well,
you.
That's the other thing, too. Like, if you've got in your head this scenario where you're the guy who makes it out, you're wrong. Like, if you're the zombie apocalypse... You're not the guy fighting the zombies. You're going to end up a zombie. It's not, you're not going to win. You're going to be part of everyone else. That's what happens.
No question. I have no delusions of grandeur. No.
He's already resigned to his fate as a zombie.
That's correct.
You resigned to that fate.
If you can't beat him, join him.
What? It's not fun to be a zombie, is it?
How do you know?
Never
did
get that.
Did you see Bill Murray in Zombieland? He just got out there and played 9.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe they
there's
do.
Nobody out.
Maybe
there.
They love yeah. it. I don't know. Maybe they're perfectly.
Yeah, we
happy.
Never get the story from their perspective. Yeah. Not really.
Just they're enjoying it. They just sit down for an interview.
How do you think the world ends, Mac?
The world will never end, Danny.
The world will never end.
Sun's always coming up tomorrow.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, the sun's
it's a horror in and of itself.
Dying though.
Yeah.
The sun's going to become and it's become nothing but ice. World not going to be, I mean, it'll be here. Just won't be anything on it. Too cold then. It might happen by the end of business today. Let's sort of talk about
maybe.
That.
Maybe. I mean, it's
good. God, this has been weird.
It has been.
You going to the Muskie show over the weekend, Bernstein?
Is it, which one? The one in Schaumburg? The fishing
Pheasant
show?
Pheasant Run, I believe.
Oh.
Is it Schaumburg or Pheasant? I confuse them. There's too many damn shows.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
And that's because the trip this year, as I mentioned, they only use a couple of baits for the big pike. They only use MEPS 5s and Johnson Silver Minnows, yep. Barbless, and that's it. And I'm not going to go on one of these lure buying sprees. I'm gonna, if I need something, I'll buy a couple, maybe get something up there.
Yeah. Good lectures, though, too. There's really good instructionals there. Why are you grinning? Like, I don't want to listen to some guy talk about muskie jumping.
I could do a figure eight, yeah. And I know. Look, either it's there or it's not.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep.
Okay.
I'm all sorry. Right. I'm going to keep throwing right. the same. Because here's what happens to me. Are you a lure changer guy?
Absolutely.
Okay. Every time I change lures, the other person in the boat with me that is using the lure I had on immediately catches a big fish. With the lure
while
I
you
just...
were fishing the same bait? Why would you fish the same bait with a
whatever
guy
it
who's
is.
In your boat?
Whether it's a colored tail or whatever it is, whatever you're doing, like, I'm going to go topwater here. The moment I change, he's using the same it always ends up wrong.
Okay, but I don't know why you would ever be throwing the same bait, especially for muskies. You should be giving them different presentations,
we're fishing,
different looks.
We're fishing pike, and
okay.
they eat
well,
the same
pike
things
will
anyway.
Eat a beer can
that's what I mean.
With hooks on it.
Right, so.
So
you put the hook on it, and you throw it out there, and if there's a pike there, it's going to bite it.
Yeah, it will. It will.
Because that's what
pike
they do.
And you would even enjoy that, because you catch fish regularly, because you wouldn't have the patience or the constitution for muskie chucking. You'd be done in 30 minutes.
I have minimal interest.
Okay. All right, yeah, 15 minutes.
Fishing is fine. You know, throw something in the water, crack open
yeah,
a beer.
Drink on the boat.
Hang out. Yeah, but I'll sit on a boat for 6 hours.
No that's problem.
Not, muskie that, fishing that, is not sitting on a boat.
That's why I don't have any interest.
Not fishing. Pleasure boating, Chiefy.
Yeah.
Wait, didn't you catch a shark?
I did.
Yeah.
I mean, it was deep sea fishing for my bachelor party, and we had a crew of people that were doing most of the work. I just reeled it in.
Oh, still...
that's what charter fishing is.
Yeah, it was a blast.
The captain does all the work.
Yeah,
still
depth, caught a shark.
Oh, and it was amazing. Like I enjoy
kind of
the act
shark,
of fishing. Like once at every Summer Olympics.
What kind of a shark? Do you know?
I've shown you the picture before. It was a blue shark.
It was a blue.
Blue shark? It was about that big.
Looked like a blue to me. And those are usually they hunt in packs. So I imagine
we got the one. We got a couple of tuna. We thought we were going to catch and release, and then the guy beat it with a bat on the boat.
Why would you catch and release a tuna?
No, the shark was the thought.
Oh,
we were going to catch and release. And these guys just pulled the shark onto the boat, put it in the hull thing that was underneath it, and then took a club that I didn't even know was on the boat. It was just a piece of wood, like a sawed-off bat,
mm-hmm.
and just beat it in the skull a couple
of times. That's to keep him humble.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Savage.
When I caught a Marlin, they shot it in the head with a 38, and I had no idea the gun was in the captain's hand. I thought somebody shot me. I had no idea. They were bringing it through the hole in the back at the stern of the boat.
I didn't know he had a gun.
Put it down.
I always heard halibut. Like some of the commercial, the line halibut fishermen where you use the chains and 400-pound fish that can break your boat. They can rip right through the deck. They shoot them before they even bring them on the boat.
Yeah, people die every year, you know, fishing for billfish because they flop around on the deck and that bill can just cut your jaw. You're done. Quickly, so that's why they shoot it. There's a 10.5-foot marlin.
Right?
265 pounds of them, Chief.
Well, they didn't do that marlin. For a 7-foot, 2-inch sailfish.
No?
No. They probably didn't.
You're living on the edge.
Yeah,
Did they tell everybody who was out on the deck to get inside when they boated it?
You know, there was a little area. I don't know what you call it, on the stern. Where it's flush up against the water, it's like a little seat almost, and they rolled the marlin onto this thing lengthwise, and one guy was holding the bill, and it's not a marlin, it's not a marlin, it's a sailfish,
yeah.
but the other guy was pinning it down, and they were trying to see if they could release it safely, but it had thrown up its own stomach, so had to be taken to shore, took pictures of it, and sold it off to the locals for meat.
Cool. This was cheery, guys.
Yeah,
we should do this again tomorrow.
Nice catching up. Keep those animal tails coming during the midday midway. I want to be the first guy to buy the shirt when it goes into production.
They will be there for you. What do you have today, guys, real quick?
Will Perdue at 3, can't do it at 4. Mac has a big career anniversary. Tom Thayer will be in for transition at the end of the show.
Oh, Bob Greasy on the tee today.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So Mac has a lot of...
Tradition unlike any other.
So we'll see.
See.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.